This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. One way or another, most of the domestic policy arguments that are being had right now center around four little letters, J-O-B-S. Think about it. Immigration, healthcare, infrastructure, jobs, right? New Hampshire is tied with South Dakota for the lowest unemployment rate in this nation, 2.8%. Most everybody in the Granite State who wants a job has one, which sounds great in theory. But as New Hampshire Public Radio's Todd Bookman reports, theory doesn't help companies fill vacancies now, does it?
The offices of SilverTech, a digital marketing firm in Manchester, are going for that Silicon Valley mystique. There's a huge screen to play old school video games on, skee ball echoing in the hallways, and no shortage of casually dressed, well-compensated web developers walking around. Derek Barca is Senior Director of Technology at SilverTech. While he won't say exactly what he pays his staff, he will say,
the average wage has certainly gone up. Even the starting wage has gone up probably $10,000 in the last, you know, 4 or 5 years.
The company has about 70 employees and lots of contracts in the pipeline. One problem, though, they're constantly scrambling to find new workers.
It hasn't happened yet, but we've come to situations where, you know, we have work coming in. We have, you know, a certain amount of people in the building. And if there's not people in the building to do the work, you know, you have to turn the work away.
There are lots of New Hampshire companies in SilverTech's shoes right now, and not just those that need highly educated, highly skilled workers. Take the Edgewood Center, a nursing home in Portsmouth. It has 20 job openings posted, jobs considered low skill, like food service and cleaning. Patricia Ramsey, the CEO, says she's bumped up entry-level wages to $12-13 an hour. But still,
we run ads. We're lucky to get anybody to respond to those ads.
The math here is simple. There are just more jobs than workers to fill them. So it's a good time to be an employee in New Hampshire. Regional economists say that salaries in the state, after stagnating post-recession, are finally inching up. But the problem is, when employers can't hire, businesses can't expand.
You know, right now, if a company is really growing, chances are they're looking outside of the state for expansion.
This is Val Zanchuk with the firm Graphicast. He's also president of the board for the statewide Chamber of Commerce. He says if you are a big manufacturer looking to, say, build a new plant, New Hampshire is not where you're going to do it. The workers just aren't here.
Some companies are just going to throw in the towel and move someplace else where there are people available.
So how exactly did the state end up with a labor shortage? For starters, many younger people are choosing cities like Boston or New York to live over rural New Hampshire. Another factor is the state has what economists like Russ Tebow call a high labor participation rate. That is, most people who can work already do, meaning there's little slack during boom times.
If you can't get more labor out of the people that are already here and you have a hard time pulling more people in, it really creates a problem.
Tebow, who's with the New England firm Applied Economic Research, says throw in the state's relatively high housing costs and you've got yourself a tricky economic problem.
It's a tough nut to crack.
There are plenty of programs, though, trying to address the labor shortage. Community colleges and businesses are partnering to create apprenticeship programs to speed up skills training. And the state is also busy marketing itself through tourism campaigns. The underlying theme, come for the New England charm, stay for the hot job market. In Concord, New Hampshire, I'm Todd Bookman for Marketplace.